bringing light back to Ukraine. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. Utility crews are working to restore power in Odessa and Lviv after what Ukrainian officials say was a massive missile attack by Russia. Fox's Nate Foy reports in Kyiv.
Ukraine says Russia launched 69 cruise missiles and 11 Iranian-made Shahed drones at various targets across the country. Every drone was shot down, but 15 missiles made it through the country's air defense. Now millions of people don't have power, and two people were killed. During this morning's strike, Belarus claims a Ukrainian missile landed in its territory. President Alexander Lukashenko is aware of it. It's unclear exactly how he will respond or if it will bring Belarus deeper into this war.
Despite ongoing attacks, Russian President Vladimir Putin is expressing interest in peace talks. President Biden has signed the $1.7 trillion omnibus federal spending bill into law, keeping the government open through September. Included in that bill, a ban on TikTok on government-issued devices.
The Chinese Communist Party has way too much control over the content. They have too much influence on the algorithms. They have access to the information, personal information of 100 million Americans and others worldwide.
New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis speaking on Fox's The Story. The U.S. military says a Chinese Navy fighter jet flew within 20 feet of an Air Force reconnaissance plane over the South China Sea earlier this month. The American pilot had to maneuver to avoid a collision. The U.S. military says he was conducting lawful operations at the time. And California is bracing for a deluge, raising flooding concerns in the north and central part of the state. In the Sierra Nevada, up to another 5 feet of snow is possible, causing an avalanche watch to be issued. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Three people have been charged in Minnesota in a deadly shooting at the Mall of America just days before Christmas. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
Tayshawn Adams Wright has been charged with second-degree murder, and two juveniles are facing second-degree riot for the killing of Jonte Hudson in one of the mall's stores last week. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says more arrests are expected. Police believe two groups of young men got into an argument that led to gunfire. Hudson was shot 8 times and died at the scene. There were two more arrests the day after the shooting, but they have not been charged. A mall spokeswoman says metal detectors were in place, but were not operating the day of the shooting. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The pandemic housing boom proved a gift to Maryland homeowners. State tax officials announcing Thursday that property values jumped more than 20% over the last 3 years. The increases were especially significant in the rural and coastal parts of the state where remote workers could relocate. A Seattle area plastic surgeon is being sued over his attempts to airbrush negative reviews off the web. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed a federal lawsuit against Allure Aesthetic and its owner, Dr. Javad Sajjan. He's accusing the provider of misleading patients and the public through a multitude of unlawful, unfair, and deceptive practices. Ferguson says Allure posted fake positive reviews online. The lawsuit also says Allure had over 10,000 patients sign non-disclosure agreements that restricted them from posting negative reviews. Allure threatened to sue patients if they refused to delete negative reviews. That's something Ferguson calls illegal. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
I'm Jessica Stone, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.